your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's a minute past 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earl.
For the first time in a decade, Kent's biggest amusement park is welcoming visitors once again. Dreamland in Margate has officially opened. Kieran's there and has a special report for the update.
Well, it may have been an hour later than planned as last-minute preparations were made, but visitors have finally been invited into the highly anticipated Heritage Amusement Park following a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Eddie Kemsley, CEO, she says it's a huge milestone.
We are absolutely confident that Dreamland will have a fabulous impact. I mean, it's been in the past referred to as the heartbeat of Margate, and you know, and I think this summer that heartbeat's going to start beating again.
Well, we're only a couple of hours into the reopening. I've seen plenty of smiles and laughter as people try out some of the attractions featured in the Phase 1 opening. These visitors say it's amazing to finally see it all for themselves.
It's brilliant, it really is. You know, it's as it was, you know. I want to go on the Caterpillar, that's the one I want to go on.
We've seen this place being rebuilt over the last 10 years, really, and it's just wonderful to be here.
When I went on the ride, it went slow at first, and then it got really fast and really exciting.
Despite the hustle and bustle, the scenic railway remains still as it's not yet ready. Council leader Chris Wells says there won't be too much overweight, though.
The track itself is effectively complete. The braking system comes in and is tested once the carriages actually appear. I'm not going to put a specific date on it, but it is weeks rather than months.
Nick Laister, who's chair of the Dreamland Trust, says we should be looking at just how far it's come.
Some serious work has been done on this site over the last year or so. It's only phase one. There's a lot more to do, a lot more to see, but there's certainly loads to be seen at the moment, so lots of reasons to come and visit.
For many, it's been a long battle to get here today, and as you can hear, people are most definitely making the most of Kent's latest major attraction.
We've got loads of pictures at kentonline.co.uk, and if you're going, tweet pictures using hashtag Dreamland Opens.
This is KMFM News.
Police have made four more arrests after a man found seriously injured in Chatham died in hospital. 33-year-old Michael Tierney suffered serious head injuries following an assault on Tuesday night. Two men are being held on suspicion of murder, whilst two women are being questioned on suspicion of helping an offender. Another man and woman arrested on Wednesday remain in custody. A stowaway has died after falling from a British Airways plane onto a shop in southwest London. He's thought to have clung onto the aircraft as it flew from Johannesburg to Heathrow. Another man is in a serious condition in hospital. Sky's Katie Spencer is in Richmond and says it's incredibly dangerous.
When people have done this in the past, it is very rare that anyone survives a journey like that. Of course, you run the risk of catching hypothermia. When you are at those heights, it's very hard to get oxygen in your blood, so it's very unlikely that you would be conscious by the time that the plane had landed.
Three young men remain in hospital following a stabbing at a house party in Canterbury. Police were called to Salisbury Road following reports of an assault in the early hours of yesterday. A 19-year-old said to be in a critical condition in a London hospital, whilst an 18 and 21-year-old are being treated locally. And £1 billion is being invested in the health service in England to modernise the service. The health secretary has warned GPs they'll need to work 7 days a week in return, though.
KMFM Showbiz.
Alicia Dixon's been chatting to KMFM about life after the latest series of Britain's Got Talent. The TV judge is preparing to launch her new single, The Way We Are, this weekend. She says it's great to be back doing what she loves, but is already missing her other job.
Even though I am busy, I'm sad that the show's ended. We had such a great run, and it comes and goes so quickly. At the end of the series, it's like, you know, it's a bit sad because you've had such a good time, you don't want it to end.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent are back up to second in the South Group after beating Essex in the T20 Blast at Canterbury last night. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, captain Sam Northeast hit 90 as the Spitfires reached their victory target of 174. And they're back in action tonight as they travel to the Oval to take on Surrey. Meantime, England's cricketers have suffered an injury scare a day before their crucial one-day international series decider against New Zealand. Wicketkeeper Joss Butler split the webbing on his left hand during fielding drills. Should he be unavailable, Kent's Sam Billings, who's currently in the team as a batsman but is also a wicketkeeper, would likely take the gloves. And in tennis, Andy Murray will be hoping to continue his unbeaten run at the Queen's Club Championship later. The British number one's taking on Jules Muller in the quarterfinals as he goes for a fourth title at the venue.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.